no recuerdo.
Alright. Karibu is a nice to see you. 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 Very nice to see you. Amen. So those that do not know me, my name is Prince. Also known as Sifa. Bless the Lord. I go by whatever title that you choose to call me. Whatever title you have revelation for, you can call me. Amen. But I prefer Sifa Sifa. Yes. If you choose to call me pastor, it's okay. If you choose to call me evangelist, it's okay. If you choose to call me prophet, it's okay. If you choose to call me teacher, it's okay. If you choose to call me apostle, it's okay. If you choose to call me brother, it's okay. Just make sure we are God. Amen. 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 Because of time, I just want us to go straight into whatever it is that God will speak to us today. To be a bit random. Let's start at Mark. If you can switch this off. I want us to have a build up. I want us to have a build up. Progressively, I want us to build progressively into what God wants to teach us over time. And then we will come to a place that have an explosion. Amen. We'll come to a place that have an explosion. I'd like to thank everyone who's invited someone. Yes, that would be good. Let's start at Mark 11. Our topic for today is the prophetic word. We will see how we will get into it or how we will move into it. I don't know if they can hear.
They can.
Okay. All right. For all of those that are joining us via Zoom, Karibu Sana, it's a pleasure to have you. I hope one of these days you can visit us in Juja. All right, Mark 11. Mark 11. Mark 11, verse 12. Yes, that's where we will start tonight. And then we will go on. One of the things that I wanted to say at the study of my chest is I do not want to pastor people who I am their goal. Okay, let me say that again. I am not interested in pastoring people, in fathering people, in mentoring people who I am the epitome of success. Okay? All right? I do not want to pastor people. I do not want to grow people who look up to me as their sin. Why? Why? It's because that becomes a limitation of the prayers that I make for you. And that becomes a limitation of the people that look up to you. Okay? One last few. Amen. Everyone amongst us has a word that has been spoken over their life. We can choose to call it a prophetic word, but everyone has a word that has been spoken over their life by their parents, by God, by people. There's a word that hangs over your life, that has been spoken over your life, that seeks to protect and guide your life. And that word might be similar in the literal words. For example, the one that is spoken over Caleb can be you addressed, and the one that is spoken over me can be I am blessed. Sounds the same, right? Sounds the same. But those words carry different potency of different lives. So whatever you are blessed means in the life of Caleb is very different from whatever you are blessed in the life of a second. What's your name? Claire. Yes. So if your parents spoke over your life and say you are blessed, and my parents spoke over my life and say I am blessed, it is not the same thing. Okay? So every time you desire your life to look like, you fashion your life to look like the life of another person, you are doing a disservice to the word that hangs over your life to protect and propel your life. Okay? Okay? The life of a biological father and a biological son, though their DNA may be the same, 99%, all right? Their lives are totally different. That when the son looks up completely to the father without an ambition of moving farther than the father, he is doing a disservice to the word that his father has spoken over his life. That's why the Bible categorically says that a good father leaves an inheritance for his children's children. It does not mean that he leaves cows for his children's children. It means that he sets them up he sets his life up to make sure that those that come after him are propelled further than him. Okay. And having a role model does not mean being a copy and paste of the one who is your role model. Mamu, kopoa, kikusumbua sana unaweza toa. You understand what I'm saying? So, and this kuna echo. Okay, kuna echo. Oh. You can switch off the other microphone. I just thank you. All right. So this is the thing. Because the one over your life is tailor-made for your life. Every time you decide to live a life that because of something, every time you decide to live a life that is not yours, then you are this is true, let me see so that you can get perspective. Unaweka God as it were, unatoa God kwa comfort zone yake. Because now there has to be another one that comes to place to make sure that because you've chosen to live a life that is not yours, so that it can. What are you talking about? Unaona zile meno za machine, zile meno za machine zenye zinaingia nanga basi zikizunguka ndio kama mota. Unajua ile inazungusha kafani. A very bad example to explain it to a very female audience. A motor is a machine, or it's something that goes round. So that kama ni fan, so kama kuna fan kwa nyumba, hiyo fan inazungushwa kwa na motor. Okay? So your motor that inakuanga na wheels. So it's wheels and wheels and these wheels ziko na ridges. And then every wheel interlocks with another wheel so that when the big wheel turns or the small wheel turns, it turns the big wheel and then the fan moves. That's how electricity is generated. So the water gets to move a wheel And then that wheel moves another wheel and another wheel and another wheel, and then power comes out. Okay? Basic science class. Class 5, 6, from 1, from 2, from 3, I don't know. But basic science. So this is what happened, because your work, your life is tailor-made. Every word that is spoken over your life becomes a small wheel that interlocks with another wheel, and interlocks with another wheel, and another wheel, and another wheel, so that your entire life can have motion. And every time you decide that I will live the life of Beyonce, Rihanna, Amy Cox, sorry, forgive me. I will live the life of Eunice Jane, Amy Koske, Rose Muhando, and those are the people that I want to live their life. What you are doing is that easy will snowball the sinasai kusubuka kusubuka kuka yo maisha kwe kwenye na move emotion. You are you're looking for small wheels that cannot interlock with the big wheels so that your life can move on. But yet, I'm here specifically for you. So if you don't get me, it doesn't matter if you have gotten me. I'm a personalized teacher. It has to, like, you have to get me. If you don't get me, I'm doing nothing. Okay? So this is what I'm trying to tell you. Remind me your name. When you decide that Claire's life is best, and I want to emulate Claire and do everything Claire does, everything that has been set in motion to make sure you are where you are is disjointed, because now the life that you want to live cannot interlock with the word that has been spoken over your life to make sure that your life goes on. And that's why it is important for us to discover us, for us to discover who we are.
I see the connection. But your life will be better.
It is very important for us to discover us, to have a personal identity, and not just have a personal identity, to have a revelation of who we are, so that we can work in tandem with every word that has been spoken over our life, so that our life can become smooth, our life can become okay, and not just okay, our life can become impactful. Because the meaning of life is that my life impacts yours and yours impacts mine. If your life does not impact anyone, then there is no meaning for you to be here. There is no need for you to be here. It is not about having the good things of life. That's not what I'm talking about. You can live a false life and have the good things of life, because the good things of life are material and they can be found anyhow. But for your life to be meaningful, your life has to have an impact in someone else's life. And for that to happen, then you have to discover yourself first, so that you can cooperate with every word that has been spoken over your life, so that your life can have meaning in this world.
Amen.
You get what I'm saying? So the prophetic word, as we will look at it, is not word of knowledge. It's not telling you who your husband will be. It's not telling you who will be president tomorrow. No, the prophetic word is discovering the words that have been sent over my life to make sure that my life is in motion. A word that is prophetic can be spoken by anyone. Some of our parents are not born again. Anyone who relates? Just put your hand up there. Anyone who relates? Yes. But I can tell you for a fact that the words that they have spoken over your life, are more powerful at times than the tongues you speak when you feel the presence of the Lord.
Why? Because from the place of authority that they stand in, their tongue can be used prophetically. Remember, the prophetic is a spirit. And what spirits do, spirits possess. Uh-huh. Okay? Okay? Spirits possess. So when your father stands in his authority and his capacity as a father, he is possessed by the spirit of prophecy, and whatever he speaks over your life is what makes you even pray. Yet he does not know anything about your faith, about prayer, about the power of his word. He does not know anything about that. But at that time when he speaks, standing, he's speaking, saying, you will be blessed, you will not be ashamed, and your life will be important. And that's it. And sometimes it's not even words. We were having a conversation yesterday. During our traditional wedding, we were called to cloth our parents and to catch what event and go off Nika. Now, as to what now off Nika, Bamaka has to be a man. Yeah. Yes. Doesn't make sense. Absolutely doesn't. Because in the life that we live in, it's hygiene or by anything. Imagine it's hygiene or anything. That's what makes sense to us. But that simple act, that simple African act that gets back to I don't know where they were facing the mountains and the sun and whatever tree, that simple act is enough prophetic word to take care of us and take care of our marriage, even when we cannot afford to pray. You understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? So it is what we're looking into is not the prophetic word of the prophet major 3, major 4, tier 3. No, it is a word that hangs over your life, that takes care of your life, that is important for you to begin to discover words that have been spoken over your life, and for you to become keen over every word that is spoken over your life from now hence. Amen. Amen. Okay, let's veer off. Let's go to Mark 7, and then we'll come back to the prophetic one. This is just something I want to put out there. Then we'll come back to why I was telling you everyone to pass the people who I am both for them. I want to give you permission that when you hear someone tell me that people will respect me in this country, you can ask God what in the FBK I can respect them. That there are certain words that are spoken over people's life, and you ask, hey, Mateo, you're back to the Lord. What is the lunar space? Like, we know, Sasa, come on, it's not out of jealousy. It's not out of no. It's having ambition. And what we are not taught in church is that ambition is not a physical thing. It is not a physical thing. Ambition is not something you have in class. Ambition is not something you have at your place of career. I'm a confusion. You can have ambition that is spiritually, it is spiritually motivated, that every time you hear someone given a word that sounds like it means that you will be going to them. You ask God, no. I
hata pia yeye lazima awakufanya kuja kwao. Let's look at Mark 11, 1. If you have the new version, please read for me. Mark 11, verse 12. In the Amplified version. Yes. Yes.
And seeing at the distance, a fig tree covered with leaves, went to see if he could find any fruit on it. For in the fig tree, the fruit appears at the same time as the leaves.
Just a minute. So this is the story of fig tree. It is simplified, and most of the time, it is preached without so much knowledge because of the translation from the original language of when the Bible was written into English. It is not fully explained. It says, as they were mocking, saw a fig tree, and he was happy, and the fig tree had leaves. And he went to the fig tree, and there were no figs. He cursed the fig tree. And then it says, it was not the season. It was not in season, the fig tree. It was not the season for the fig tree to have fruit. Okay? So, if you don't study, you will not understand so many things. Why would Jesus curse a tree? Why would you go curse a mango tree and it is not December and it is not in Okaman? You get my point. You get my point. Like you go in, unaenda April, unaona mike, to a mind, to Benoka Nairobi, unafika hapo, unataka maembe, upande kushuru. Tikiste maembe anguke, unafika hapo, unapata aina, unaenda kuja mja wewe. I make sense. That's been unfair to the tree and the farmer and the people who will be there in December to eat from that tree. But this is the thing. The Bible says the fig tree had leaves. And in the Amplified, it says that the fig tree always had seeds when, like, matawi na matunda yalikuwa yanatoka wakati mmoja. Unapata? Like, this is such an American illustration. Umeona zile mti zenye zina shedding off matawi alafu umeziona kwa picha, nimeona kwa picha. Unless you all have trouble during autumn and spring, but you know, bless the Lord. So in angusha kama tawe and then in Afrika time in atoa matawe tena. Si mwana hizo mti. So the fig tree ilikuwa ikitoa matawe, inastahili itoe matawe na matunda. Sawa. Ilikuwa ukiona iko na matawe na iko na nini? Iko na matunda. So if fig tree ilidanganya, it was living a lie. It had leaves, but did not have fruit. And when Jesus saw it from afar, he saw it, he knew it was not the season of figs. But why does that tree have leaves out of its own season? Akasema, sababu kwa na jana, ule mtu unaniambia uko na matunda, wacha niende kwake nifanye nini? Nikule, fika hapo hakuna matunda. This is what I want to tell us. In the years that we are in now, listen, kid. We will be cursed because we look Christian, but we don't provide the fruit that is called Christ. Kazi yako ni kuambia watu wewe unafanya nini? Kazi yako ni kuambia watu wewe umeokoka. Unaenda na church, wanatualipa zako, wanatuwe kifika saa tatu, utaona
kuendea ametoka, amevaa ile dress yake anaenda church. But when they approach you because you have leaves, you do not have fruit. And you live in a time where you have been commanded to give fruit in and out of season. But all you do is provide leaves. But no one feeds from you. It is, listen and listen to him, it is more dangerous right now to be a Christian who does not have fruit than to be a sinner. And when you look at this and you look through scripture, you see that in other examples of scripture, when Jesus is talking about the vine and how he cuts it off, when I was listening to this yesterday and I went on a prayer meeting today, I see a similarity of the words of Christ to the fig tree and his command was, when he tells us every branch that does not bear fruit is cut off. People will come to you for fruit. They will not find fruit. But it is the words of the master that will make you dry up. Amen.
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 Amen. So we must really work hard. We must really work hard. And it's not working hard like going to work. We must really work hard to follow the Holy Spirit, to follow the teaching of the Holy Spirit, so that we can always bear fruit. Because now we have learned to be the fig tree that always has leaves, always has the signs of fruit, but has no fruit. Ile siku kanisa kutoka chini ya maji, Petro kutoka chini ya maji ni mavuto unatoka naye. You cannot come here free. You cannot fast. You cannot attend all the services, and your life fails to have impact. But always has leaves. Na ukumbuke matawi ya mti na kwa kumchafu. Najua hivyo. Unless you have leaves kuma. But hakuna mti tunakulanga matawi. It's one of the most useless things. If you think about it. But it is the beauty of a tree. It is the beauty of a tree. It shows health. It shows that it is being fed properly. But without food, you don't gain anything. Let's go back to the prophetic one. All right?
It was bonus.
I'm a bit disjointed. I'm getting back to normal. So, one thing that is important for us to work, for us to be fruitful, for us to have a life that is a life of impact, is identity. Identity. That is very important. Because without identity, then you do not know who you are, and you cannot even know what. You cannot even get to the next step of knowing what is the force behind you. Without knowing who you are, you cannot even you cannot even stand to know what pushes you, what holds your life, what is your foundation. Identity becomes very important when it comes to the prophetic word. You must know. And it is not the cliche, my identity is Christ. Because even if our identity is Christ, then you have to move further, okay, and educate yourself. What Christians don't like is educating ourselves. You must move further to educate yourself to know that if our identity is Christ, then the word of God specifically says that we are different parts of that body for you to know which part of the body you are. Amen. We are the body of Christ. So our identity is Christ also. But the toe has a different function to the finger. The finger has a different function to the toe. Amen. So we must discover our identity. We must discover who we are, what we have been called to do, who we are, who we've been called to become, what we have been called to do, because who we are determines, as I am saying, over and over and over. Who we are is what should determine what we do. If what you do determines who you are, then every other time you change what you do, then you change your identity. Let's say it again. If what you do determines who you are, then every other time unaanza kuchoma mahindi, unaanza kuchoma smoky, it changes your identity. But if who you are determines what you do, then utachoma smoky, uende uchome mahindi, but ukichoma smoky, effect yako ya kuchoma smoky na kuchoma mahindi ni the same. Utaamka leo decide nataka kuwa nasi, kesho decide hapana nimetoka kuwa nasi nataka kuwa mwalimu, but the effect of your life will be the same because it is who you are that propels what you do. So that becomes identity. Identity becomes very, very important. Why did you get born again? Why did you get born again? You must begin to ask yourself this question. Why is it that I got born again? And when I got born again, to what effect did God send his son to make me born again? For what? Why? What is the difference between me and a person who is not born again? What is the difference between me and a person who comes to church and does not know who they are? It is the steps of growth. These are the steps of growth that you must begin to ask yourself. So identity becomes very important. I want to tell you that who you are is so vast that it is not something you discover in a day. But then again, it is not that thing that we do nowadays where you're doing you. That's where you're stuck. You mean I'm just doing me. It's not do what makes you happy. In fact, that is one of the worst slogans I've had. That's do what makes you happy. Worst part. It does not carry anything. It is the most useless thing. It is the most useless thing I have had. I've had many, many useless things over the years. As we are being empowered, and we are in the seasons of manifesting. How many have manifested? How many are manifesting? And the ladies are very notorious. I'm just manifesting my car. They're manifesting happiness. Because something sounds nice,
Some things sound nice, they sound empowering, but they constantly interfere with the mechanisms of our faith. And the saddest thing is that the more we continue to hear them, the more we continue to believe them, and the more we continue to become like what we believe. You get what I'm saying? You can't do what makes you happy. That's not like you can't do what makes you happy. If I wanted to do what makes me happy, I'd be dead right now. You can't do what makes you happy. You must do the thing for you. I'm not saying we live a sad life, but we must remember where our life is sourced from. That is what we must remember. That is what we must remember. That must be the driving force of our lives. So we are not getting to the heights that we are supposed to get to because of such things. We have so much liberty. We are the only generation of Christians. We are the only generation of Christians that can listen to secular music. Do you know that? Do you know that? Do you know that? Do you know that? We are the only generation of Christians that can listen to secular music. We are the only generation of Christians. And this is because we have more revelation than generations behind us. Listen, I'm not telling you not to listen to secular music. Please, don't misquote me. This is because we are living in a time where God has revealed himself more than he has ever revealed himself. So we have more truth. We are living by more truths. But we have not lived up to the responsibility of the revelation that we live in. The revelation in a tutorial from the condemnation that my job is in a secular music from a backslide. But lack of responsibility of that revelation is what makes us live out of those secular music. So when Calligraph says something, because we have no responsibility of the revelation, we cannot take care of the truth that we live in, the truth has been disposed to us, but we have not matured ourselves up to live out the responsibility of the truth that we live in. So I cannot live out of the words of Calligraph. So I can listen to him because I know that nothing that comes into me can destroy me. You understand what I'm saying? But once it starts coming out of me, what does that mean? I listen to Calligraph and then I begin to profess what he said. Now that which comes out of my mouth is what does the scripture say? What does the scripture say? What comes out is what defiles, but not that which comes in. Okay, so identity. So we have to know who we are. It is not just enough to know who you are. You have to dig deeper into understanding which part of Christ am I meant to serve? Which part of the body am I? What is my function? What is my function? What is my function? What is the specific instruction? What is the specific calling? What is the specific genetic mutation of me that God has made? What is that thing that I can do perfectly? I have been called, empowered to do perfectly that people cannot do. What is that? That is your identity. It boils down to the nitty-gritties of it. And after we have discovered identity, now we begin to probe and look into
the words that have been spoken over our lives so that we can cooperate with the word. When you begin to fight me, or when I begin to fight Claire, it doesn't matter who I am. I can be anointed and dripping with oil as one of those adverts where people are just in oil, or I can be anointed as whatever. I can be anointed as a honeycomb. But the moment I begin to mess up with her, what happens to me, it's not that Claire will begin to fight me, but the words over her life have the power to fight me because they have been built to protect her and make sure her life progresses. You understand what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? It does not matter which who is your favorite teacher, because I know it's not you. That makes it easy. Just me. Okay, so who do you think is the most powerful teacher? Yes, don't worry. In your eyes, you catch me looking like, wow, let's see the powerful. TBTX akikuja Kenya na Claire anafanyanga biashara ya kuuza mandazi na package na kusambaza kwa maduka pale Thika. Na TBTX amue Claire ni dogo sana, itam kick out of the market. It does not matter the heights that man has reached. The prophetic word over Claire's life begins to work against TBTX. But this is the thing, because most of us do not know the words that have been spoken over our lives. Then we live in a utopia where we just cry. And when you get into the space of prayer and you cry like that, like it doesn't face God. Like God does not look at you and God has to kuangalia kama vile tunaenda kuangalia kwa matangu na via na kwa kujambo. He is not faced at all. At you maybe asana to go via. He's not faced by that. He looks at you and he sees an ignorant child who does not know what to use to fight for them. What am I trying to say? Most of us do not know the words that have been spoken over our lives. So when tragedy comes over us, all we do is cry rather than use that word to intercede and fight the battles of our lives. So when you know who you are, you begin to look after that which has been spoken over you and over your life, so that when it is needed, you go down on your knees and say, God, you told me, I will not suffer with this and this and this. What is happening? And now that word is activated. That word has power to work out by itself. Listen, the word over your life has power to work out by itself. It has power to defend you by itself. Okay? But it is of more importance that when you know the word that is spoken over your life, you begin to activate and engage the power in that word, so that when you pray, you know exactly what it is you're praying for. You know exactly what people you're using to fight, and you don't engage sitting up. You don't go to a war. It is up to you to know. Mapanga for my sham is joining it with that. Okay. Mamako and Yami are blessed, Babako and Yami are blessed. So you are blessed, Yamako and Yipanga. I have a back of you. Illes who are horror than a few. Because you are enlightened enough and you're not an ignorant fool, you know that the words spoken over my life by my mother represent balance. What do you do? What do you do? You go and tell God, God, remember when my mom said this and this and this over me, I now activate that word to fight for me. Because remember, what scripture says, our battles are not of flesh and blood, but we are fighting principalities and powers in heavenly places. This is the thing. The word of God stops at that, because the word of God has been engineered to make sure that you are intelligent enough for you to go and search out that word. When God says, my children perish for lack of knowledge, he understands that he has foolish children and children who are wise. But his desire is that you do not become a foolish child. His work is not to make you wise. His work is to provide wisdom so that you can once. As Dan was preaching yesterday, he said something very powerful. I don't know if you caught it for those who are with us, Dan. He's saying that the things of God are received. The things of God are received. The things of God are received. What does that mean? It means that the things of God have been given, but they are not forced down your throat. So there is the spirit of wisdom that has been offered to you. But if you never ask for the spirit of wisdom and never ask for and get the spirit of wisdom, though wisdom has been given in totality, you will remain what? Because you did not avail yourself to receive the things of God. The things of God are those that know how to receive. Those that have trained themselves in the area of receiving. When we said to my son, that if you receive, it will help me. It is just wisdom. Too much wisdom out there. Nothing you are doing about it. If I've taught you for more than one year, all right? Looking at you. If I've taught you for more than 1 year, just know I look at you and there are things you do and say, and I roll my eyes. Because you cannot tell me I'm not a good teacher. You can't. Because I work hard, I listen, I learn from my teachers. So that I can come and teach the people that have God has given me. But there are things that you do, and there are things you ask me to pray for you, and I'm like, what? We will be here, why? Because the things of God are received. But we are too lazy even to receive that which has already been given to us. 10 minutes and we have. So, we we have to go back and begin to listen carefully. And this is the thing, you don't have to go and ask your parents what it is they say about you, your teachers, what God has said about you. You begin to sit down and ask the Spirit of God to remind you of the words that have been spoken over your life to make sure that your life is prosperous. That is one. Secondly, you have to put your head down and read the word, because the word is full of prophetic words that have already been spoken over your life to make sure your life progresses. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. So that is very important for you to understand identity and then begin to search out the word. And remember that the prophetic is very interesting. The prophetic is very interesting because the prophetic must be probed. The prophetic must be probed. What do I mean? It is not enough that our word has been saved. Sometime back I say, two things provide wisdom. Two things provide wisdom: information and instruction. Information and instruction. Have you ever been prophesied? What's your name? Yes. Frank. On the scale of my friend, have you ever been prophesied? You have. We spam my people, talk about me and ask you, but I feel that. You feel that God and Wamia, which is an impossible one, I fear. Some of you carry so much potential that when you stand in front of a prophet, it's not that they are prophesying, it's your potential that they are seeing. It's not that they want to stand up. You are such a good mirror that even a blind man can see what God is saying, has written down over you. And that is one of the reasons where when I go to certain meetings that people are prophesying, I decided that they will not prophesy over me. Because it's so easy. Like some of you have such bright faces that when a person with attack is in a kind, okay, they are going to understand. And attack was so accurate. Now you know there when you are Christian, you find our attack from my pastor. I was really wow, see how. How did it feel? How does it normally feel? Sorry, I forgot what I'm talking
about. It feels like there's someone that is making sure that you're being really
good. Okay. That's great. Like, in a Kwanga, how many have gotten to a point in their life that they have wanted, they have desperately wanted a prophetic one. Like, ile wako kienda meeting, unatafutia mbele. Like, unatafutia mbele. Unajua mko wengi, kwa nyuma. Na watu wa nyuma unajua watu wake. Hiyo siku unatafutia mbele. Kwanza kama mzee ametoka kichini. Haume. Wewe, mimi pia. But it feels nice. It feels nice to be prophesied. It feels so nice. It feels like you are remembered. It feels like God cares.
it feels like it will happen tomorrow. Most of the time, it gives you the sign of a motivational speaker. It does. But every time it does that, it works against you. Because the prophetic is meant to be probed, and we don't probe. Tunasikia na hiyo na, we get that high, we get that high. And you wake up tomorrow with a wow or a question, you're the one to appeal. So, for example, my viewer, hey, you talk about that. So, question on that. Could you imagine I'm a guy? Tell me, 3 years later. I know we answer the one. Because we are frustrated. But this is the disservice that we do to ourselves. Most of the time, we're in such a holy state when we are being prophesied. Okay? Such a holy state. Such a holy state that manze ata wisi okea. Yes. Ata usikiangi keno na ambiwa. Ausikiangi keno na ambiwa. So kitoka hapo, autika unenda kuomba, unenda kuboja, ama unenda kusoma wana, autika unenda kufanya, autika when there's an instruction to give. And because of that, we never ask, we never probe, we never ask, we never probe. And the prophets have built such a, let me say a bad card, the prophets, some prophets, some certain legal prophets, some certain group of prophets, have built such a bad culture that you cannot even ask questions at that time. It is never for you. It is never done for you. If God begins to speak to you, remember King Ezekiah, God sends a prophet, and I'm going to be older guy. What does he do? What does he do? He does not say, yes, Papa. He does not say, he begins to probe. And ask God, why would I die yet I have served you? Why would I die yet I have given myself to you? Why would I die? Why would I die today? And God repents. He changes his mind and tells him, 15 years. 15 years, put your house in order. 15 years. If it was us today, we would die the next day because of panic. We would die then because we don't grow. So many words have been spoken of. And nowadays, I have matured as a minister. I don't prophesy to you when you come and ask me for a prophetic word. I don't. Because I look at you and I see all the prophetic words that have not come to pass that you don't even remember. And because I can prophesy, I can see that you are having career about prophetic words that you do not know, that have not come to pass, and some that are. Because one, you have not discovered identity. Two, I've always told you that if a word is supposed to come to you, if a word is supposed to come forth to you from another person, it should never, ever be a surprise. Never, ever receive a prophetic word that is a surprise. It shows that you are not growing. Every word that is spoken to you at all occasions of a leader, it should be a confirmation of your secret place, of your interactions with the Spirit of God, with your interactions with the Father. Never, ever. That is what makes you so, because someone has prophesied to you. Because they have told you something you did not know. Now, so without even the action of the Spirit of God. And it becomes a double jeopardy. Because now you do not know how the word of God will be fulfilled. It has not been fulfilled for years. And secondly, you have sown and you have not seen the reward, the seed of
of what you have sown. So the prophetic word, you need to probe, you need to learn to probe, you need to learn to ask questions, you need to learn to ask questions. For example, when Samuel was sent to Jesse, he was told, go to Jesse, and you will find a king. And Samuel goes to Jesse, and what does he do? Because he did not probe, he looks at this guy and says, this guy might be the king. Why? Because the prophet did not probe. He was a prophet. It is written like that for you to be probe the word to see that he made a mistake so that you don't make a mistake. God hapo anataka kuonyesha ati David yule huko. No. Kuna vitu zingine ukisoma because you are enlightened and you give this stage unaona. If someone went and did a prophet, he would come, see the sun that he sees, immediately he would say, the king is not here. But he tried to anoint everyone of them. He tried to anoint every baka kabisa. Is not there any other son? I wanna hata. But because we have such a holy perspective of the word, we do not see such a thing that the word is trying to tell us that we should not do. We read it as though his story. Hey, this is a good story. Imagine how dramatic it was that we are in a katao. No, God is trying to tell us something. The prophet was given a word, but he did not probe. So until he got to that point and asked, is there not another? He was probing the word of God that was given to him. And the word of God tells him, no, okay, we will not rest until he comes. Imagine if the power of God was not holding the oil in that one. Imagine a king who was not David would be anointed. Because I can come, I only an akakua, because apparently I kwa na andia penye wanakam. I mwa ke mafuta. Na funga me decide, because papu wewe ni mchinga mafuta ita wakit. Na tunanoit, na David anabaki kwa kishubadim. So every word that comes into your life must be pro. Every prophetic word that comes into your life must be pro. It must be, you must look at it, you must dissect. Even when you're reading the word, when you're reading scriptures, you're not just reading it even now watching. No, when this scripture begins to speak to you, every person who has, thank you, Jesus. One of the things that we've been taught against in church is curiosity. And every time you're curious, it is leveled as doubt. So it has inhibited the faculty of the mind for you to question the word. Because the Christians who are religious, let me say this, religion is afraid of answering questions, yet the word has answers to every question you have. But the custodians of religion cannot answer the questions that you carry. I'm not saying you come and ask me questions. Ask the why. It has the answers. Because I'm saying, you know, the maswali ni onewe umami. Na unapi ibadhi wa wana ni kasiriki. Alafu sasa ikuwezi. Kwa sana alafu sasa itakuwa video. Just ask the why. Just communicate the why. Why did you tell me? Kishiba, would you do sasa? Who am I? But we must understand that to be curious and to interrogate the word is not lack of faith. In fact, faith positions you in a place where you ask the question, not because you want to come out of the faith, but because you want to know the faith more. You get what I'm saying? Because now, because of religion, it has been everyone who's come with, we are so used to people who don't believe asking questions. Because everyone who believes is when you kiss the dad. Everyone who believes we've been taught to be clueless followers of Christ. So we kissed the donkey. probably what I get saying a lot of people like, wow, but that is not the thing. That is not the thing. That is not the thing. Every time you ask questions, it does not mean you're adapting. It means that you have to, you must train yourself to be prepared by the faith that you carry to ask the questions out of the word of God. Ask the questions out of the prophetic word. Amen. Last example. Then someone this is very courageous, a very powerful man of God in this country. This is back like 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, when my pastor was about to get married. So this man came, and as he was praying for my pastor and his wife, Akawamia, I see honeymoon babies. Hey, and my pastor went saying, no. No, no, it is not happening. No, I've got one an awkward moment because this is a major big prophet. Got one an awkward moment because umekata prophet, like umekata. But that is boldness. That is boldness. That is boldness. Be very careful not to be bold when you're not needed to be bold. Okay? Be very discerning. Be very discerning. But this is what I'm trying to tell you. We just don't take it. Just don't take everyone on the surface level. You just don't feel nice that God has spoken over your life and then move out. It is not a motivational session. Ule motivational speaker, Kenya, ule muna kona na accent atona, ule banga mwani, he's grooming. Yeah? Ito karata. The prophetic the prophetic is not a session with karata. It's not that. When you receive a word, up to you to make sure that one operates in your life to the fullest, out of knowledge. Amen. Mm-hmm. That's that. We'll pick it up next week, and we will see how the prophetic word fights for you, how it fights for you against the spiritual. And how it is very important to be, we can end the recording. How it is very important not to enter into fights with people. How it's very important to guard our tongues guard your tongue over people. Because you do not know how powerful the one behind their life